Will schools for children with special needs reopen on Thursday? That's the plan set out by the Minister for Education last Friday. But now the teachers' union, the INTO, has called on the Department of Education to reconsider and says it has grave safety concerns. Eleanor McSharry is one of the co-founders of the Special Needs Parents Association. She's been telling our reporter Gail Conway how parents are divided over what should happen next.
Parents are very uncertain about what is going to happen. They still are all at sea because they don't trust anything that they read anymore. They're being told now by their schools, by emails, by telephone calls, by texts that their children are to go back to school on Thursday. And then they're seeing all over the media that the unions and the teachers don't want to go back. And while they have a huge amount of sympathy for them, a lot of them, their children are regressing, upset due to lack of routine and due to lack of socialisation, which can be very detrimental to these children and to their parents. It's like watching your child at the very early stages of their diagnosis. In my 16 years of being a parent of a child with a disability, I've never seen such divisiveness within our community. And it's very sad to see. I've had parents who've removed themselves from online social groups because they've been so upset by it. There is a huge divide within the community because some of people's children would not survive getting COVID. Their children are not going to go back. They're not going to send them back in. And yet the other half of the community, their children have intellectual disabilities who would otherwise be quite healthy children. The children are regressing and they want the schools to be open. So this is very, very divisive at the moment. So even within the community, forget about your teachers' unions, forget about your government, forget about the opposition in government. The parents themselves are now turning on each other, which is very, very sad to see, but quite understandable, unfortunately.
Eleanor McSharry from the Special Needs Parents Association. Let's speak to our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. Morning, Emma. 2 days to go, a very uncertain picture for some 18,000 children and their families. What's happening?
Yes, extremely uncertain, and a lot of what Eleanor McSharry said there is mirrored in what teachers and special needs assistants are saying to me, and certainly saying to politicians as well. They're expressing huge sympathy for their charges, the children they work with, but there's also a huge trust issue. I received an email last night from an SNA saying, I'm scared and frightened of contracting COVID-19 and passing it on to my elderly mother, also talking about childcare issues that she has. So it is a very, very difficult situation. It may yet be salvaged, Gavin, but if schools open on Thursday, it will be a case of having been salvaged. We had the INTO late yesterday evening, after a very long meeting at CEC, saying that its teachers' grave safety concerns had not been adequately addressed, and calling on the Department of Education to reconsider their plan to resume in-school special education this week. And that statement, again, just talking about the understandably and justifiably anxiousness about their own safety that teachers are experiencing. So that's the situation with the INTO. FORSA, the SNA's trade union, it's the executive of its education division is meeting later this evening. They will have a similar debate. One thing I'd say about the INTO, that CEC meeting continues today. It was only adjourned. There's a statement from the department saying that we will continue with this engagement to try and find a shared solution that is in the best interests of children.
As it stands, Emma, this morning, will these schools reopen on Thursday?
It literally hangs in the balance now as to whether they will or not. Another thing that is addressed in the INTO statement, and this really goes to the nub of the matter, is they are talking about saying that the government must take responsibility for what they call poor and untimely communication and mixed messages over the past 2 weeks. And that those mixed messages, I mean, teachers and SNAs complain, they talk almost of a sort of a a double think that is going on. They're saying that on the one hand, people have been advised to treat anybody that you meet as if they have COVID, and they feel that the other side of that coin is that at the same time they're being told to go in and work with children who are not able to social distance in many instances, who are not able to wear masks, and who require you're not doing your job in many cases unless you are being very intimate physically with that child. So they feel that it's a contradictory position. So these are all the things that need to be addressed. Now, there will be guidance issued today on the important matter of teachers who are in high-risk categories. They would include pregnant teachers. And remember, we have a young and female workforce in both teaching and SNAs. But I think all the stops will be pulled out today to attempt to see if this circle can be squared.
If these schools reopen on Thursday, Emma, will there be any provision made for parents or for children, rather, who don't feel safe enough to go back?
Well, you see, this is another issue behind the central issue that we're talking about. There is that question. There has been, I think, as far as I know, schools have been instructed that no, once a certain category of child is back, remote learning will not be provided for that child. Oh. Now, in many cases with these children with significant additional needs, the issue with these children is that remote learning does not suit them.
Yes.
I've met some of those children. You're talking about children with autism, who can't be expected to sit before a computer and engage by themselves or in that way in learning. But there is a concern that if many children with additional needs go back, then others who could work at home won't be able to anymore, because of course a teacher can't divide herself in two and do remote learning and be in school in person. There's also a question of therapies. To what extent will the therapies that many children need and get through their schools, things like speech and language, occupational therapy, and these therapies would refer very much back to what Eleanor McSharry was talking about in terms of the very serious issue of children regressing. Will those therapies be available to pupils, and if so, to what extent? So there are a lot more questions to be answered, even if this very significant hurdle is overcome.
Emma, thank you. That's our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.